Friends, I'm turning to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5, and I begin with verse 25. So, Gospel of Mark, chapter 5, and verse 25. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years. Now, we want to look at this miracle that the Lord wrought in the life of this woman who had this a great need, this long period of illness, that her case had become hopeless. And it answers one of the questions that sometimes people ask. And so it's so wonderful to see it in this miracle. So we are asking the question, is salvation a private affair or a public affair? You know, every now and then you meet people that say that, well, you know, I think I am right with God. I am going to heaven, and I know in my heart for sure that I'm going to heaven, and I'm okay with that. I'm happy with that. This kind of thing. Well, is that all there should be? Is that all we should think about? Is that all? Well, of course, we would see in this miracle. So we are asking, is salvation a private or a public affair? And kwaje no eye minkwa menya mebre bi ahye me ho na make che me ho se oh me an me nim se me wo menya kwaje ewrade ajime na metibia eye ewo nyankopon ni nti bibia kra emfa me ho de obia ebe ka obibia emfa me ho san kwa na tie ana se bibi so ewo ho Awurade Yesu Kristo sa mami yare na ne yare no eche achepa ewo ni nchen se sebi Awurade se ne yare no e ma no e yi sa sembisi anumae se ye nkwaje no e de ye mekwa amasam a me disma makomom na meka se menkwa na me nyanti shia emfa me ho. So I'll try and go through the parable and be pausing every now and then, because then I think we'll appreciate some of the details. So look at verse 25 there again. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. And so this is evidently a secret misery. Nobody knew about this. All there were, of course, the doctors knew about this woman's suffering, but this woman is now gotten to a point where she's keeping this all to herself, because she has lost everything. She had been ill for this 12 years with blood flow. You can imagine how she would appear in public, possibly having grown lean and lost so much weight, and perhaps become pale, something like that, because she's ever having this blood flowing. And the impression we have from the passage that she may have had at least a measure of wealth, if not even an entirely wealthy person, but some measure of wealth, and she spent this in trying to find a cure, moving from one physician to another. So she done the best that she could, so that at this point, she's not only sick, she's also materially poor, because she's lost everything. She had done her best, running to wherever she could to find healing. And now she's lost everything, health as well as her possessions. What a miserable case. What a sad condition for this woman. And yet, that is her situation, which we are presented with. And she'd been like this. Obviously, all didn't come overnight. Progressively, for 12 years, the situation had gone on, and her case had been so sad. Some amie ye kan wa semwahin. Scripture make a chain say, na dan ni moja e finu eba. Inti and shokra se se kra wa fong. Ena woman who kra beka se wa ye pale. Fanti ye si wa fwa. This said the same more can you see, but why you will share no? Because so you are white, no. Enti unhune se unya wodein, enti yenya impression fi scripture mu se ansha brana yare na ansha si ano ne bi kra na no wo enyoma kakra, but wa shwe ni nina wa toni nina ahwe so obenya ayersa na so we free doctor bakokso akobakoso bebia e bekire ni bia na okọ so ma mi afedie enye so oyare nko a wa hwe de owo so so say kind of a double problem. The sickness hadn't gone. If we are told that she didn't become worse, look at verse 26. And has suffered many things of many physicians, and has spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but grew worse. See, friends, so she's even suffering from side effects of so many tosses and so many touches upon her body. Years ago, this is how many years ago, there was one of the American presidents that was shot and killed, and the results said eventually that, well, the man seemed to have died perhaps more quickly because of the too many probes they did into the heart trying to remove the bullet. And so he could have died still, but the fact that they were, of course, they opened him up, tried to get a bullet, they're not succeeding, get something else, take it out, the next time they are there again, it's that frequent open shot, rather rendered in this case even worse. And so this woman's case was like this. So not only ill, not only lost everything, she's been rendered worse off, and again suffering from side effects. So not only her illness, the side effects also. She suffered many things from many physicians. And yes, so yari ankwa ni yari nusukra ankoye. Washuri ni sika ni nyoma. And I feel crying simple. And I'm saying that now, or far, it's not far, auntie. And also cry, age, and you're already being poor. I come. This is a very, very miserable case. And my dear friends, you know that in the Bible, all the miracles that the Lord Jesus Christ worked, they were real, literal miracles. You could have seen and examined them, and you would have seen them to be real, literal miracles. But at the same time, they were intended to teach spiritual lessons. They were not just things for the eye to be amazed at, but they were also pictures, portrayals of what the Savior does in the soul, what He does for people. And the prophets, right back, often use those pictures of illness to picture sin and its various sad conditions and how the Lord heals as the way God deals with the soul. And so we see that in the Gospels, especially John's Gospel often demonstrates that he mentions one miracle of the Lord, and from that it begins to emphasize something about the Lord Jesus Christ that reflects something of the miracle. And so someone didn't you know. And yes, any radi or ya mankrofo ashara nankrofo wahode abara wana jinsu de and so dear a wana jinsu kese bisuni se someone didn't you know bet shreye said ye radi ushra kranon so. Inti abribia obe kai wama de radi yesu kriso ye no bisa who se dear kwine we chre me efa said ye radi. And so we want to be drawing these spiritual lessons at the same time because they are immensely helpful. And all of them point to the grace of God. And so we say the miracles of the Lord are all gracious. They all point to something of the grace of Christ. Look at her condition, my dear friends. If you are unconverted, if you have not sought the Lord, this is how your case is like. You know, it fits so beautifully, though a sad case. You haven't come to the Lord. You haven't yielded your life to Him. It's a fact. You will grow worse. Your character will grow. It's sad to say. Sometimes it's sad to see this in young persons that you like and love. You know, as a church we do Sunday school work. Have you seen young persons that are nice in their teens? They are nice and you relate to them and they are nice persons. You like them. And yet once they're not converted, you tell yourself again and again, oh, how sad. This young man, this young lady will grow worse and worse. He will soon become a liar. And will soon have to put up lots of pretenses and attempts of covering ups. All those manner of things. Temper will begin to wreck his life and begin to become a lover of things. Put his confidence in things, thinking that things are the things he needs to make him happy and make him fulfilled. And that would have been a huge mistake. And he become worse off. He become proud when he begins to make any progress at all. Any measure of progress will make him proud. Proud in the head, especially seen in his or her unwillingness to submit to God's authority and to say, if God said it, I must humble myself and receive it. No, he will be nothing like that. Proud person. It's sad, you know, friends. It's sad. It's like looking upon a child who has only some elementary appearances of some illness. And having been deserted and unattended, you can just see into this child and say, oh, this child will grow and this illness will grow and soon you become paralyzed or something like that. You can see the progression. You are certain it would happen. It grieves you, but you know it would happen. A child said this, a young person. Friend, like this woman, you will grow worse. Dear friends, this is why it is so efficient that you seek the Lord early. Come, my dear friend, seek him. Because look at this woman's miserable case. So sad. And friends, why do I need to add to this? And you know, as always, the Lord Jesus Christ pictures this again and again in many parts of Scripture. You have several examples of Scripture in the Bible to show this. When people, life, when they've chosen the path of sin and rebellion against God, and life begins to hit them, you know, they don't go back to God quickly. They try something else. They try something else. Until everything they tried actually leaves them even far more terrible. That's how it is, my dear friends. These are the facts of Scripture. You remember the prodigal son? When he had lost everything, what did he do first? The first thought was not to go to his father. The first thought was to go and lend himself to his friend. And then they sent him to the pigsty, where to look after pigs. The Bible is so consistent, my dear friends. This is a fact. Seek the Lord, my dear friends. Come to him. Otherwise, you will be worse off. And you may think, well, I'm a young person. You know, I am already in my teens, 15, 16, 20, wherever. And I haven't done this, I haven't done that. Oh, dear friends, I'm sure if you be sincere, you may not have done so many things outwardly, but you know they are keys in your heart and in your thoughts. How you like to do them. And sooner or later, whatever is holding these things from coming out, some of them will be let out. And they will be seen. And they will come out. You can't keep all of them within forever. By the mercy of God, possibly not all of them will come out. But enough will come out to show that you are really, truly a corrupted person and that you need the Lord to change you, my dear friends. This is this woman's case. Look at her case. Worse, worse off. Every help, my dear fellow friends. I want to move on very quickly to the positive. But you know, every help of man, as far as life, meaning, purpose, joy, pleasure, useful life is concerned, every help from man will leave you worse off. Say, Cabra, what said you bear? We've been going to put a year. Dear man, we are dead, Ankasa. No, my Abraboni said, dear, a man, Wakuma, who dream one, Kasa. Abrebia, Beshisha, Sadi, every name, Papa, and Abribimasa, say her, a best sell. Like this woman, the more she moved from one physician to another, the worse she became. That's how it is, my dear friends. But look at what she did. This is also still to herself alone. So you see the private part, secret part of this, entirely private. Look at verse 27. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. And look at how private and secret it is, because this is all her plan. Secret. Verse 28. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And so this woman heard about the Lord Jesus Christ. She must have heard about him, and now it seemed the Lord Jesus Christ was nearer where she was living, or where she thought she could reach him. And so she resolves in her heart, ooh, this is the man passing by. This is the healer. Well, in fact, we believe that this woman had a nobler view about the Lord Jesus Christ than just a healer. She would have thought of her, you will soon see the way she reasoned, she would have thought of her as somebody more than a mere human healer. Something, even if her views about the Lord Jesus Christ as God, and as therefore a God who had come in the flesh, would not have been clear and perfect, something like that would have been in her thought. Because, look at what she said in verse 28 rather. And she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Isn't that amazing? I don't need him to touch me. I don't need him to put his hands upon me. I don't even need him to turn his eyes upon me. I can merely go in and just touch the garment and steal away a healing. I will still be healed. I only have to have some measure of contact with him, even if it is with his clothes. I shall be healed. So you see, she's not merely thinking of a mere healer. Something more, even if her view of the full glories of the Lord Jesus Christ isn't clear, because it takes time. Something more nobler than just a healer. And so she resolves all this in her heart. I will go secretly. I will go quietly, and I will just touch his garment, and I'm sure I'll be healed. After I'm healed, quietly, I will go back to my house and be happy and be thankful. I'm restored and I'm okay. And so this is her plan. She's going to get that blessing, almost as if she was going to steal it. And then, lo and behold, it happens. Verse 29. And straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her plague. When she did that, touching the garment, she felt immediately in her body that the plague, the constant flow of the blood, which also made her unclean, so that she was not permitted to come into the public place and especially mingle in the crowd, now it's gone. She could feel it in her body. Then it's all gone. She's gotten it. She's gotten the healing she wanted. Her plague has ceased. It's no longer a problem now. So, mommy, now some more kind of said, on one bed cop brought this irradiary secret to HMO, or say, or perso or cobre irradiate elcon, or beba abdominate, she say. Now, what two no boise pan we could so irradiate secret to attack in one. You see, mommy, say the old dream, you know. You didn't say, one dream, say, Radio Jesus Christ, or yeah, will be your say, Ariara. Bibi Kakrabekamo,
bibia eye dina dwin abase rade yesu kristo ye nyankopon e bia na santia sem indi mu ankasa ewo nitwe mu de sanse obehia nchaichire kakra aka ho but nso se di otimi ka se ensa se rade yesu kristo ade ni nsa to me so ana se bikra me kona obompa egu me so nomom se me kra me koso na tade mu kito akra metime nyamade yere se no e me hu se onkuni se rade yesu kristo owe nyimnyam Ebro Nimparaso. And your bayeso. Or bayeno. And no tuno boa se radius Christo. Some riches and the catcher of it as a seno. Some in the radius Christo. On a milk coin soa. Or cup of a beer funnel. Or ye a penini. Or coni fee acosan the barrier. The radius Christo no more quiet. Don't be brave in a chisa. Na ma miye boko se o nam o fa e dom no musa na ma kose wa di Yesu Kristo ni ntuma ni mwa no ye yeso na e si ye se di o dwi ye no because o keche se si mi so ni ntuma ni mwa mi kumpe san mi ye vene bitra am pase si ye so she came when the Lord Jesus Christ was on his way to this man's house to heal the daughter that was sick. Later the daughter died and the Lord raised the daughter up again. And so this woman came wanting to, as it were, steal away that blessing to come. My dear friends, see, this is always the beginning of spiritual life. Salvation begins as a private matter in your heart. Where in your own, the privacy of your own heart, you begin to see that only the Lord Jesus Christ can touch and heal me and save me. Only He can do that. And that He's such a glorious Savior, the only Savior of the world. But I need any measure of contact with Him. This is how amazing it is. I don't have to go screaming. I don't have to go try something huge. If I truly will put my trust in Him, I am only a sinner. I can do nothing to please God. There's no righteousness in me. There's no goodness in me. Yes, I sometimes do good to people, and they are commendable. We don't want to discourage that. But they are nothing before the thrice holy God. His standards are so glorious, and we are far from that standard. We are sinners. We are cut off from Him. We can never do anything to bring ourselves near Him. If we only grasp this and say, if only I would just be sincere and tell Him my case. If only I would just be sincere and tell Him my sinfulness and cast my soul upon Him, He will bless me. You have to resolve this in your heart. Ese won kwa wa kumemu sede obebe radi hone ese won kwa wa kumemu won sede radi Yesu Kristo won kwa no betini hu mo bro na we show na wo ban nche sede ma mi ye ese enye se mi na me kwatian che mi na ma ye bibi din din bi amanu amani mi aba mi suna na e bi we show mi sanse so what do we rush sa mi mo mo obebe won kan we show we rush wa se we betini aki come ni wa ye ni o mebi Debi don't know my proper son will raise a brief. I wish him will be a year. The idea of Rashim Yanashi Radius Christian Kwamu said, and Nam Sonu Kwani we are Siajin Kwanuna, oh yeah, and Mamma Bonnie for say, Nasia Kwanin chair, or between me and my bro. Friend Kacha who said, wow, what come in Kacha who said, Samayan no cried dear. Samayan no cracky radin chain dear. Friends, some of the prayers the Lord has answered in the scriptures have been very brief prayers. Haven't you seen that? When Peter was sinking in the sea, only a brief prayer. And the Lord heard him. In the prayer of the two people that went into the temple to pray, the man whom the Lord heard prayed a very short prayer to show us that, oh, that is so called his sincerity. We can do nothing to impress God. And you want to say, maybe my 20 uncle Paul saw, I mean, radiate me. No, catch on, say, Nehiane, Salim, Radin, Chay, and we're no crime. Because this shows such a sincere trust in the Savior. Only a touch of His garment to be enough. So, Missiona Teddy Munkwampa, Gobi Mumabro. And she was healed. And let me draw some lesson from here to verse 29. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. You see, the problem itself was dealt with. That's the problem. The problem was with the flow of blood. So friends, if I come to the Lord Jesus Christ as a sinner, the problem of my love of sin must be cured. Otherwise, how else can I say He's touched me and blessed me? I still love my sins. I still am a Christian. I still go to church. I still am a pastor. But I still love my sins. And I want to go on in them and give excuses about them and try to defend them. And I say, I am saved. Saved from what? Where was I saved from? And so the very problem that makes me see my need, the Lord will deal with it. And so the problem of sin must be faced up with, dear friends. And then the Lord will deal with that. You go to Him, oh Lord, here am I. I am a proud person. By the way, no one has only one or two or three sons. We only tend to see two or three sons because they represent so much that is not seen. And once you see so much more, you see how truly my case is miserable. And then you must see that there's sufficiency in Christ. He's able to forgive and He's able to bless. And He's able to bring me to Himself. He's able to deal with us. It is quite surprising that people want to talk about a kind of Christianity where you virtually don't care about your life or character. It's strange, isn't it? It's common. It's the kind of thing now. We'll talk about how we want to go and worship God. How we want to go and do this kind of ministry. How we are doing this kind of project for God and for people. And no touch at all about personal sin. Impossible. Impossible. How do you relate to God then? He's holy. How does He bless your way then? He's holy. And as Isaiah chapter 59 says, your son stands between me and you. So I cannot see. So I cannot hear. Mami said your yeria nanka sana. Nimi radi din in sakaye. San so bi obe radi yesu Christo honu. Wuba wudi wuboni tibi ane eba. Se radi din in sakaye unu shiro wampa. E chanso din in sakaye sa boni no. And you always will be because irradiation, irradiation is irradiation in some kind of body. It's an any problem, kase kase. Tell me that. Near radiation, I'm paramparam. Or the name of the kind of body. No, what do you know? It's as an any adikasi. And so this woman, not thing, because she felt in herself. Friends, yes, there may be people who sometimes struggle. But when the Lord touches you, He will bring you eventually to know that you are forgiven. How do you know that? I will touch a little on that from this very miracle. How do I know that my sins are forgiven me? How do I know that the Lord has received me? How do I know? Yes, there's this aspect that the woman felt it in herself. This aspect is here, but that alone isn't enough. Because otherwise it can become all subjective. All within me knows me. I think I'm forgiven. I don't care about whatever the Bible says. I think when I look at myself and look at my circumstances, I think my sins are forgiven me. Well, friends, well, that aspect of you personally knowing is important, but a huge part you must take on board also. Otherwise, you and I will fall into some delusion. Self-deception. And so it's very dangerous, friends. And just say, my meeting come on one person who name say, and rather than inside come the wish channel. They say, see, rather the embanning chair, or by my young one parasail the embony chair. And rather than yay and say, yay, I'm a young feet, and pimping, because I'm a young me shade, the bonny archer, the bonny archer, there be radinian, sir. And rather perceive to me, you know. Now, a Fabio, I yes, and me, I'm rich me, whom I come, me, Jimmy say, rather than me bonny archer, me, I'm pa. Me will say, rather than say, calm me, I'm pa. Now, I never go no hampon, he said. Maybe one parasail, sir, so they know I'm ready now meeting, you know. Iradia Jimmy if you moon say and yes my bay perfect is a fidia my yet is a strabble for but me who is a sour sword then mim pebio is as Iradia Jimmy Ephraim mim pesem also was our sword in movie because that's the problem. The Lord has brought me out of it. So one of the things you would see right in your heart is that the very power of sin is gone.
One of the hymn writers says, I am amazed that my pride is gone. And you know, especially in what sense? If the Savior touches you, watch and see whether inward sins are gone. Why are inward sins most important? Because you see, anybody, for sake of the desire for respectability, respect, can stop a number of outward sins. He wants to be respected. He wants his parents to admire him and his colleagues to applaud him and say, oh, you know, as for John, you know, he's a nice person. Well, as for Elizabeth, yeah, she's a, well, everybody enjoys that, isn't it? Well, it's okay to be a nice person. We don't have to discredit that at all. But, oh, are you concerned about hard sins? My pride, my selfishness, my temper, my love of things and dependence on things. So to see the Savior kill that, it's gone. Nobody may have seen it there. I only knew it. And I see it gone. The Savior has set me free from them. This is one of the inward marks that I am saved. The Savior has touched me indeed. And so, Samami, Omusir Radidin Sakomena, Wenumuanka Sano, Yarene Cha, Radijinia, Mihuan Kanka, Sa Bonina Woman Kwama Kumamo, you see, Bonino Ebimo Imuni de, a ya, and a so percent of a Pewa Sem no more Bon Sem Mount Yakikauna, which me meow pan with Sisi, a one in a pa, the person be a who be semi dear, Jabemo was Sisi, the war a want in a pa. But Salboni mo bia eni, ewo mi kwama kuma mi pesa mi kunya mi ahopo, eni mi da, eni my rich me shed mi omam, eni mi asim mi omam. Sebra mi mo sebra di teni sa kama sam yo mi wachi mi frim. Eni di, I'm sure kwa omo mo behu nuko mo en shedan kase yaboni because e normal, but mi ne rada mi mi kuni finance the sun ne rada ni pene sa, wachi mi fi sa ti bimu. I catch a one cousin of Kuma said, if I did not in Sakam, and yes, I won't mean few ways. But it is Sakam, there are others more. So this woman is blessed. So this is the private part. So, friends, I'm trying to answer my question. Is salvation a private affair or a public affair? Our first answer is, it is immensely private affair. You must have come personally to know the Lord. And must have personally laid your heart before him. That's all in the privacy of your life. You must have gone to him and lay your heart and case before him. Rest in your hopes entirely on the Lord Jesus Christ. And to know your own heart that he set you free from the hard sins you once loved and were slaves unto. He set you free from them. Nti yasembi sani se, mkwaje lukwa, mkwama kuma mwasa mwa na se, ya na ewo, ebabo nti se, inya nwa edika ime se, esese shia se, wankasa wakume mu adibia esi. Wankasa mwukwe radinche, wuhunu witibia ye mwabrono, enibonia asha wusono, na wukwe radinche, weno bia niho, unye radin kwa, na wukoda witibia di treno. Na wosen wo bra wo de wi nyina she ba de Kristo no a o chi na de shiboja emma ene mo ya fono wo dani wa wo nyida so nyina ti no kwa so na wosen so hu mo bro na on ho bani no nya wo fofro it is say won ka so wo kwa wa kuma mu wa be radi ho de a e chi so hu se radi a jiwe fi sa boni no ene mri bi wa fa wo sa ko no a jiwe fi mo enya sa and share that intention who say Eradikra Israel. But Ebisikahu, it's only one part of the answer. Look at the other part. Verse 30. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? This is astonishing, isn't it? And so that's why his disciples were surprised in verse 31. And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? The Lord Jesus Christ was insistent, verse 32. And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing.
Can you imagine the Lord Jesus Christ is walking in the midst of a multitude? All people were rubbing their bodies against him, jostling him here and there. So he was in the midst of all these people. And surely we'll agree with his disciples. The Lord Jesus Christ pauses in the midst of the crowd and says, "Who touched me?" Of course, the disciples say, "Oh Lord, please, please, please. What do you mean? All these people are here. Everybody is touching you here unintentionally and intentionally. Everybody is doing whatever they want around you. And you're asking who touched you?" Preachers like to point out often, my dear friends, the Lord always knows those who sincerely call upon him. Let the people make all the noises. He only knows those who are sincerely crying to him. And they are they that he hears. Dear friends, it's such a wonderful thing to be granted the grace of sincerity, to be able to come to the Lord and to call upon him sincerely. Because you see, if somebody pretended, "It's the Lord I'm dealing with. It's the Lord I'm dealing with," he would know. He would bless. He would despise me. I can't really browbeat him. I can't really sort of steal myself away and steal a blessing away. He will notice. As a friend, you go to him sincerely. Friends. And so, the Savior knows everybody who truly calls upon. Isn't that encouraging, friends? That he knows you. Are you sincerely desiring to come to him? Are you sincerely crying to him to save you? Is that not amazing that you know he notices you? It's always a wonderful thing. And so, friends, this is the public notice. And look at what happened. Verse 32. "And he," that's the Lord Jesus, "looked round about him," round about to see her that had done this thing. "But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, 'Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague.'" I find this part so moving, because now the woman who thought she was only coming to steal the blessing and go away, she felt in herself a real blessing. And so all that the Savior did was, "Who touched me?" And the Savior turned around to look at a direction where this woman is trying to hide away in the midst of a multitude. And now this woman saw that she'd been noticed. The same record is in Luke. And it said that when she realized that she was not hid, when she realized that she couldn't hide, she came up. And Mark tells us that she came trembling. Why? She knew what was done in her. She could not hide. All the two reasons go together. On the one hand, she trembled. In fact, the Greek suggests literal terror. Why? Partly could be because she knew she didn't have come into the public. She's an unclean woman. In those days, a woman flowing with blood was unclean. She couldn't come into the public. So that was part of the reason why she was coming quietly, so nobody would know. So if she is noticed, and she will be publicly portrayed as the unclean woman who had come into the midst of the people, oh, what would happen? She wasn't so sure. And so she's afraid. Terror grips her. At the same time, you know, those two words are different. But the woman, verse 33, "But the woman fearing and trembling." One is out of a sense of terror. The other is also out of a sense of awe, amazed. She's so moved and made to revere the Lord. Afesamami, Eradiesu Christo. Now, why not in the second?
ne sia fune kase a irade ni pa bebre twa ho ehye den na wo kase I know soul mu no ne le kase se se irade yesu kristo mu ni pa dodo e den en yesse de mo bom pe an se de ko fra no mu ye se de mo fra no pa ni ne keke ka ho no irade kwa no ni ni a ofre no no kre mu only difference e wo ni o ka wa na no ara ni mi o fi na kuma nyina mo bi sa no Yese em sesese shon crying ese e boa mo hu ne se se me ba irade ho no krem ko ade a irade betie obi hu no e bi me anu na mentimi nkame ye a obi hu no ma kuma mo se me pesa me de me ko nyina twe no me hu no se me ni hwe ara mentimi me ye dipon ye ni ara na me pesa me twe no enti bra irade yesu kristo bi sa sa no no dine it or shama mini direct be your mammy channel. I feel my mina come to or shown to me in smadio. No, no, appear. So this woman, when she realized, you see what moved her to come to the open? The sailors who touched me, and she knew something had happened in her. You see the two working together, something had happened within her that was all private. But here is the Savior asking me to come to the open. Who touched me? Why the Savior could have gotten to a corner and said, okay, I knew that woman touched me, call her for me. The Savior could have done that, isn't it? But the Savior called the woman in the public. Who touched me? Because the Savior would want the woman to own up before the people. So the head testimony will speak to others. If you are genuinely converted, you would feel, you would know in yourself that I've known the forgiveness of the Savior. And I've known how he saves from sin and delivers from the love of sin and from the love of this world. And I want that testimony to be known that it is the Savior who did it. It has to start from within. Then you have a testimony to tell the world. This is what the Savior did. And look at what the woman did. In verse 33. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. So she gave all the details. She's addressing the Lord, but it's in the midst of all this multitude. Everybody's hearing. Please, my time is almost out now. But let me just take you to Luke chapter 8. I just want you to see something interesting about this matter. Luke chapter 8 and verse 47. It's a record about the same thing. But there's a little bit of depth here, or an addition, I should say, here, that it's quite helpful in our instruction. So Luke chapter 8, look at verse 47. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. And listen to this part. She declared unto him before all the people. So she was addressing the Lord, but she wanted now everybody to hear what had happened. And then, let me pause to just tell you something, my dear friends. What would she say in the public? Some people think, oh, this person nowadays, oh, he claims to be converted. Nowadays, wherever he's going, he's make having Bible discussion. Do you understand why the Bible says that the Lord Jesus Christ is God? Let me show you. The next place he goes, let me show you this. And because he's always talking about the Bible, people say, oh, yes, he must be a Christian now. Friend, this is good. Christians do that. But the kind of thing you demonstrate out there, it's not how much discussion you have. It's what? As your personal testimony. What has the Lord done in you? So look at this woman now. Let's go with the rest of the verse. Look at how she described the situation. So once again, verse 47. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people. And listen to me. We call that 3-point testimony. For what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. So it tells us exactly
incidentally, I don't say incidentally, because we draw that from scripture, in our churches, before a person is baptized, or before a person is accepted into membership, the minister, whether it's elders or helpers, will require testimony. And the testimony will require to be in this form. Number one, what cause? What was your problem? And the person would say, well, I had given my life to such and such a thing. This was my ambition. This is all I wanted. This is the thing that brought me pleasure. And then she had touched him. How I also came to touch him. How did you come? How did you come to repent? What happened? What brought you to feel and see your need to repent and to call upon the Lord? And how she was healed immediately. What is it that gave you proof that the Lord has indeed heard you? What gave you proof that the Savior has healed you and dealt kindly with you? This is the woman's 3-point testimony, isn't it? So wonderful, my dear friends. Ntimami, one cannot say biaro. Who say okase? Enamge wa kosu numuninti no pie. It's easy to see the point. If when the Savior turned his eyes, this woman hadn't felt anything, well, she could have just kept quiet because nothing has happened. Oh, she may have even come with the intention of stealing away the blessing, touching the Savior's foot. If nothing has happened to her, and the Savior turned around and said, who touched me? Well, she could have even quietly mixed up with everybody who is jostling the Savior and then ignore the matter. But something has happened in her. She couldn't hide it. Something must happen in you. I have been brought to know the Lord. Now I rest my hopes upon what he did on Calvary. The Lord Jesus Christ, who is God, came down and took my nature, our nature, and went to the cross of Calvary to purchase mercy and pardon a new life for needy sinners. And he invites sinners to come to him. He promises to bless them. I have come to him and I have tasted his blessing. He's changed me and entirely altered my life's aim and my life's goal and ambition. Now I know what he's done within me. You cannot stay quiet. Some people say, well, I don't want to join any church. But actually, no, I'm a Christian. I am a Christian. I worship my God quietly in my heart. Sometimes I go there, sometimes I go. Some people are simply not taught, so we will pardon them. But if anybody is instructed and has been taught in the Bible, he would know that the Lord would want you to have a body of his people who know your testimony, who know what has happened to you, who would be, and of course you would tell it out there to people. But the Lord's people also, as here, they were the apostles, also friends. I have to begin to close, because I really have to begin to close it. But I want to close with these words. Listen to verse 34, back to Mark chapter 5. So back to Mark chapter 5, verse 34, because I'd like to just answer a small question here, and then we close. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace, and be whole of thy plague. Radia Sikuso Kachani, so Oba, Wujidie Ama wo enya wahodini, Kwasum Jemu, na wohu en sani wo kra enfi wahao no mo. Now, the question is, when the woman had touched the Savior's garment, we were told that she was healed. So why is the Savior saying this too? Friend, this is a very, very beautiful instruction. Because you see, the woman had come almost as if she's coming to steal the blessing quietly away. The Savior makes him realize, no, this woman, you must recognize that I gave that publicly. I am the one who dealt consciously with you. You couldn't have come and steal this quietly away. I had to personally bestow that blessing. This is what, dear friends, we sometimes apply as assurance. Once I'm saved, the Savior so deals with me, so that I know that He's received me. It is not just a quiet thing now. It's obvious that I'm His and He is mine. It's an amazing thing to be converted. And also, in order to really give this woman, if you like, the final benediction, go in peace. So the woman is sure her blessing is permanent. Nothing will happen again. There will be no further troubles with this disease again. Because, oh, who knows, that when she was moving from doctor to doctor, there may have been a temporary appearance of healing. And perhaps everything relapsed. Everything fell back again. Now, here is the case. Woman, this is a permanent blessing. Go. You are entirely whole. Go. My dear friends, it's only when we know that the Savior has received us and we are His and we belong to Him because of what He did on Calvary's cross, His purchased forgiveness of sins, and I belong to Him. He's taken me to Him, He's washed me. My sins will never be remembered anymore because He's washed them and He's brought me to His fold, that I can be sure that He is able to keep me forever. He will keep me till life's end, and He will take me to be with Him in heaven. Sene shasi muse, eye urade noa, onua owu yema neboyefon. Amide mure ashen muse, nam dio yema neboyefon inti, obe jimi abanin chen, onun awa jimi se ni dia. Nemitimi di dia mpase, obetimi di nature, mkwanyi neemo, no di miyako heaven so. And so there's a permanent blessing, my dear friend. So, what's the answer? Is salvation a private matter or a public matter? It begins a private matter. And it can never stay private. It will come out. It will come out in that powerful, if you like, three-point testimony, which you would want others to hear. And you would want to be joined to the Lord's people. That's how it works. And that's how the Lord blesses. My dear friends, are you saved? Have you come to the Lord in the privacy of your own home? Have you repented of sin and put all your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, whose righteousness alone is given to sinners, because no one has any good or righteousness that God can receive? Has He washed you with His precious blood? Dear friends, answer this question in the privacy of your own heart. Answer it. When that happens, you will know the Lord's beckoning, the Lord's invitation to make that public, and you will do it. People will know around you something has happened to you. We are near Radiaji Wampa. We are near Radiaji Wampa. We are And you know, say, I feel there, so good person, we know, there will be a big one, there will be a swatting. May the Lord help us and bless us all. Let's